And next week, I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money, flipping houses, and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Caravita Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Happy birthday to you. Enjoy your birthday month rent-free for the first year. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Not only holiday weekend heat, but some of the hottest May temperatures we have ever seen. For tonight, mostly clear skies. Still warm. Overnight low temperatures, 71. Tomorrow and Memorial Day Monday, sunshine, blazing sun. High around 99 both days. Can't rule out 100, which would be the hottest May temperature we've ever seen. Lows at night in the low 70s. Still in the upper 90s on Tuesday. And that also would be a record. Some spotty showers perhaps by the middle or latter part of next week. Stay hydrated and stay under an air conditioner as much as possible, maybe a cool lake or a pool. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
And now, from the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Broadcasting Studios high atop the glorious Budell Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, the capital of dreams. It's got to be true, folks. They put it on our trash cans. It's time for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it may implicate. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a special edition of Clearing the Air. And as always, I am your humble host, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man struggling to cope with a mind and body infected with the progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be called Morgellons. My name's Terry Adams. Now, tonight, as always on Saturday nights, I'm joined in the attic with no static by the postman. And like I said, this is a special 5-hour edition of Clearing the Air. So welcome to the program, postman. I'm glad you're here.
Hi, it's good to be here again, Terry.
Isn't it?
Yes, it is.
We will take calls a little bit later. We've got plenty of time, so just chill for a little bit, folks. We've got a lot of stuff we want to get through, but here's the most important thing. Do not believe a single word you hear either of us say, because it's not our intention to convince you of anything. It's not our desire to talk you into anything, and it's sure not our job to forcefully awaken you to the truth. But you have got to awaken if you want to survive what's coming. Now, my daddy always told me something you have to work, sweat, toil to attain is always going to mean more to you than something somebody just gives you. And that is so true. So get to educating yourself. Never before, as far as we know, in the history of this world, have we had so much information at our fingertips. I'm talking about the internet. So let's get busy, folks. Get learning. I'll tell you something else. What we need is a national day of action. Amelia Earhart said the most difficult thing is the decision to act. The rest is merely tenacity. And there's an anonymous quote that goes like this: the first step in being unafraid is acting like you're unafraid, even if you're terrified. That is so true. Corinthians 11, verses 14 through 15, 2 Corinthians, rather, chapter 11, verses 14 through 15 says, even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light, so it is no surprise if his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness. So just take a look at your average TV evangelist. I think that's what we're talking about. They're all that way. Most of them seem to be anyway. There's very few exceptions. Here's the thing, folks. We can and must find ways to resist the destruction of Western man, his nations and his institutions, and our strategies must involve more than just writing essays, manning petition tables, and lobbying unresponsive politicians. We are no longer involved in the process of creating the language of our side of the debate. We have spent half a century doing this and educating others and now quickly running out of time in which to save ourselves. The time to act is upon us. And the question now becomes, what targets do we specifically push back against, and how specifically do we do the pushing? Well, for the last half century, the inhabitants of the West have watched as a steady erasing of their society has occurred before their very eyes. With the Third World arriving in huge waves, permeating, reinventing, and ultimately obliterating the racial and cultural identities of nations that were once indisputably European and First World in nature. There was absolutely no moral imperative that this purge occur, but our enemies, seeing human migration as a force of nature, decided to harness it and to weaponize it like they do everything. And they have succeeded in doing incalculable damage to us as a result. It is massive third world immigration that will most likely be the force that ultimately destroys Western man by scurrying him out of this existence. And since immigration is the primary and most visible weapon being used to erase our society, any appropriate response should include it as the first target for any offensive. To reiterate, mass immigration is the primary symptom of the assault being waged against us. And a response directed at mass immigration and its attending facilitating machinery is thus the most logical offensive response that we should make at this moment. Now, accepting this premise, let us theorize what active resistance might look like and, more specifically, what a widespread organized response might look like. Now, there have been proposals of a national day of action, but what specific forms might it take? What nonviolent forms of civil disobedience would be the most appropriate and also the most efficient in targeting mass immigration without bringing down on our heads the full power of the powers that shouldn't be? It should be noted here that in the past, most efforts attempting to achieve political solutions to curb the ongoing invasion have been delegitimized and marginalized. And on the individual level, individuals objecting to mass immigration have simply been widely dismissed as being guilty of racism or intellectualized racism. The mere use of the word displacement to describe exactly what's being done to us has traditionally drawn sneers and spittle from the parties orchestrating or facilitating our purge. Further, in the past, many proposed and then actualized tactics have had minimal impact on the immigration debate. For example, here in the U.S., a Hispanic boycott of their own employment sites was noteworthy in its failure to gather participants. Of course, the boycott was intended to protest what was perceived as anti-Hispanic immigration legislation, but few Hispanics remained home on the day of the boycott. Few refrained from economic activity, and the overall economic impact of the boycott was so negligible as to guarantee that no subsequent similar efforts have occurred. Further, an effort on March of 2014 by activist Kyle Hunt to organize an anti-diversity nationwide white man march, a day involving scattered demonstrations and pushback activities, apparently resulted in only a few banners being draped on overpasses and park benches in various cities across our country. Resistance taking the form of a boycott effort or a nationwide demonstration or something similar would therefore have to be a very high potential for failure because it would be planned for a mass scale that just can't be realized. Any action should thus seek to achieve maximum impact with a limited number of participants, or, to utilize a strategy of Nelson Mandela, non-hero that he was to us, we must attempt the greatest level of impact with a predictably limited number of willing activists with the hope that mass actions will later materialize. Perhaps a more simple analysis would begin merely by asking when a day of dissent should occur. The 1965 immigration legislation that gutted our restricted quota system was signed on the 3rd of October, 1965. Ironically, the legislation passed through Congress with extensive promises that it would not alter the American demographic, political, or cultural landscapes. The legislation was signed into law outdoors before an entirely white audience on Liberty Island with Ellis Island and the crisp silhouette of Manhattan in the background. As he signed the bill, President Johnson made the biggest understatement in human history, reassuring the audience by announcing, and I quote, "The bill that we signed today is not a revolutionary bill." October 3 would thus be an appropriate day for a National Day of Action, or perhaps the 5th of July, the day after the 4th, or our Independence Day holiday, when many thousands of overwhelmingly third world migrants are routinely sworn in as, quote, "new Americans." Our quota system was gutted as being discriminatory, yet few Europeans now arrive as immigrants on our shores. So much for the left's definition of non-discriminatory. But what specifically might we do as acts of defiance? In the past, it's sometimes been proposed that activists impede the functions of the government's immigration bureaucracies of processing our new colonists. Now, this might be as simple as gathering in small numbers on specific dates, like those mentioned, and blocking the entrances or otherwise impeding the activities of these government offices. The offices in question would be those facilitating our country's absorption of these colonists, these illegals. The effort would not target offices involved in deportations. With a few dozen participants in a dozen U.S. cities, the impact even of such a limited offensive would be explosive. Media coverage hopefully would be extensive, and participants in such sit-downs might exploit this by carrying placards with messages. A few possible examples come to mind: Stop Erasing America, or The American Nation State Never Agreed to Be Purged, or In These Offices They Facilitate America's Extinction. As an alternative, the demonstrations could be conducted silently, accompanied by someone handing out well-worded flyers or accompanied by an articulate spokesperson who would speak to the press. Ideally, identical activities would occur at each immigration colonization office that we target. I could go on and on with this, but I don't know that there's anything at this point. It may be too late. If our government would do what our government is supposed to do, this would not be a problem. But I just don't see that happening. I don't see our government doing what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to be tasked with protecting us while they're facilitating our destruction. They're doing 180 degrees what they're supposed to be doing. It's what the left does is you've got P-Lousy or Pelosi, whatever you want to call her, out there accusing Trump of not being mentally capable of being president while she can barely make it through a meeting without her head exploding. She's out there. I mean, she's out there. That woman is crazy.
Well, you can actually see them. They're gripped with fear right now.
They should be.
And all of them are not trying to facilitate the destruction of the United States. It's just some of them, and it may be too many to halt.
Yeah.
The destruction of it.
Well, Postman, what happened? Because we've got quotes from back in 07 with Biden talking about, we got to do something about immigration. We got to stop these people from coming in. They've all flipped. What's happened in the last 12 years to make them flip and go 180 from what they said before? Is it the timing's just now right? Or?
Well, one thing I think, I mean, you can actually stick to the... Well, actually, I'm going to stick to the premise that they're running out of time. Their gods don't have any time left. They have very little time left to get their agenda done.
Let's talk
done.
About that. I yeah. like that.
Yeah.
I know, I can see that they're in a hurry. That's pretty obvious. And I can see that they are trying to delay their comeuppance. They're stalling their comeuppance as long as they can. And if what you say is true, then what they're hoping is that they can keep this thing from going to prison stalled out until their gods get here, and then they'll have a reprieve, or so they think. Is that kind of what you're seeing?
Yeah, but little did they know, I mean, he's going to wipe them out, too.
So he's going to throw them under the bus, right, like he does everybody.
Yeah, like, I mean,
That's his gig, right?
That's the premise in Hollywood. Every evil evil entity that's in Hollywood, it's going to follow the same premise. Mm-hmm. The ones that help them get to their promised land, or get them, you know, on top, they always take them out.
Yeah.
Always do.
Wow.
That's just the way evil works.
True.
Yeah.
True. Well, I think a man, when left to his own devices and given the power that these people have apparently been given, they can't handle it. A normal human being cannot handle having absolute authority. It's impossible.
No, not in the state that he's in.
Exactly. In the fallen state we're in,
right.
it can't handle it.
It's impossible.
I agree.
It's impossible for them to do it.
It is. Look at Hitler, look at Napoleon. I mean, look at all of them. They just get it. They lose it.
And we don't know this, but I mean, you take Samaritan kings, you know, for example. I mean, when you got one king reigning 42,000 years, was he benevolent or malevolent?
Well, you could look at it either way. You could say he's malevolent, otherwise the people would not let him have reign for that length of time. Or you could say he's malevolent because he kept everybody in line, and that's how he reigned for that long.
So yeah, I mean, you can look at it that way. But I mean, think about it. There were several installments of it. I mean, that list is about 20 to 30 deep, you know, on how many kings that reigned that long. And the longest one that I read was 42,000 years.
So was he malevolent or was he benevolent? Or
It's difficult to say.
Yeah.
It's difficult to say.
You know, I have a hard time sitting back and not doing anything and while I'm watching my country be destroyed. I have a very hard time with that. You know, Thomas Jefferson said, when injustice becomes law, resistance becomes duty. It is not justice when our government abdicates its primary responsibility to defend and perpetrate the people and culture that placed it into power, but instead codifies into law the forces that will annihilate us. It is primarily because this injustice has become law, and because venues for peaceful dissent are being closed off to us, that we must now begin the work of a more active resistance. To achieve an active resistance, we must take the struggle out of the blogs and onto our institutions and streets to actively confront and impede the machinery of our destruction. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, but I mean, if they were to get that 300 and some odd million man army going, which is us, you know,
yeah,
get us all wrong sided, and you know, get the scales tipped, it will be very, very difficult to shut it down. I mean, we would be like a juggernaut.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's scary in itself, because what happens every time there's a coup, when a tyrant gets thrown out and another force comes in to occupy that, it usually gets worse.
Yeah.
That's what history says.
Yeah, it does. It usually go to a dictatorship.
Right.
It usually happens.
Well, let me hit this break. It looks like it's break time. It's hard for me to tell. This is all new to me. So we're running Jay's software stuff. So we'll be back in a minute.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your Steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever considered real estate as a career? Have you wondered about being in business for yourself and buying homes as an investment? My new pre-licensed class will be starting in June. Now is the time to act. We cover property law, appraisal, management, sales contract, negotiation in detail, using a format of recent examples of transactions and lively interaction. Financing is very important in transactions. FHA, VA, and conventional mortgage guidelines are discussed in detail with sample transactions to learn at your own pace. Real estate careers can be varied between residential sales, commercial property, land sales, property management, or new home sales. Online courses are also available. If you want to know more about real estate or go into the real estate business, go to the source, Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
Hey, welcome back to the program. We're talking about, well, my opening I read about, it's time for us to quit blogging and quit talking. It's time to walk the walk instead of talking the talk if we want to try to save our republic. However, as Postman's been telling us now for, I don't know how long, a year and a half, 2 years, ever how long he's been on the program, something's coming. The Bible talks about it. It's coming, whether it's Planet X. I'm beginning to think it is the Planet X mini solar system, and on the third or fourth planet, which one's Nibiru?
Fifth one.
Fifth planet.
Yeah.
there's some kind of demonic things on that planet that are going to come upon this earth. And maybe when the Bible talks about woe unto the earth because Satan has come, maybe that's what it's talking about. I don't know. It's not going to be good. And I believe Luciferian psychopaths run this world. Well, I know they do. The Bible tells us they do. I believe they also run our country. You know, when I read that last night about Justin Trudeau possibly being Fidel Castro's illegitimate son, and I got to tell you, that makes a lot of sense. There's a whole lot of circumstantial evidence. Hey, caller, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
All right, this is Clint.
Hey, Clint.
How are you, sir?
Good, how are you?
Who are you?
I'm Terry Adams. Who are you?
No, Terry Adams on the radio.
Well, you're on the air, Clint. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, I am?
Yeah, you are.
All right. Man, great program, but you are right. You know, I'm retired Army
over
20 years.
Thank you for your service.
And you're welcome, sir. I enjoy doing it. Wouldn't have no other way.
Good.
But, you know, when I retired from the Army, I got into a militia group.
Mm-hmm.
And a Central Alabama militia.
Yeah.
And, oh, even serving my time in the military, I knew the government was not right. I don't know how much time I have.
Go ahead. What made you think the government's not right? I mean, anything, any signs, anything in particular you can remember?
Oh, yes, sir. Waco.
Oh, yeah, Waco.
Mm. Yeah, I was at Fort Hood, and we brought the FBI and the ATF to Fort Hood to fire their weapons.
Right.
And they could have arrested Caress a couple of days before they attacked the...
Yeah, he went into town. Sure did.
Yes, sir, he did.
Yeah, I read that.
And then after that, you had the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, anybody, any of your audience thinks that truck bomb could do that kind of damage to that building, they're idiots.
I couldn't agree more, Clint.
They are idiots.
Couldn't agree
I don't
more.
Care if you load that truck with TNT, C4, whatever you load it with.
It's impossible.
It's impossible.
Yep.
And at that time, the ATF, their headquarters, was in that building.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
I'd heard that, and I'd heard a bunch of agents did not come to work that day, and they did not take their kids to the daycare that day, too, because they knew something was going to happen.
They knew, yeah. Them bombs went off from the inside.
Yep.
Now, am I a conspiracy theorist? Oh, absolutely. I am.
Okay. Fair enough.
But, you know, we had a meeting up in Coosa County with a militia, and an Alabama congressman come up there and spoke to us.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I cannot say his name.
No, I'm not going to ask you to. But what did he say?
Well, he just gave a good speech, a good talk.
Yeah.
Well, we left that day. And next morning, I get a call from the commander of the militia unit here in Elmore County.
Mm-hmm.
The house was burned down by the Black Panthers.
Wow.
Because they thought we had a KKK meeting.
Yeah. Yeah, they were giving bad information on purpose.
And it had nothing to do with the KKK. We were just a militia unit. And that thing that happened out in West Texas, we're ready. The commander, I was home from work, come home, he called me, he said, man, come to the house. He said, I got two FBI agents sitting in my on my sofa.
Wow.
So I went to his house and two FBI agents here in Elmore County.
Yeah.
Want to know what we're going to do about the situation out in West Texas.
Wow.
He said, well, we ain't going to do nothing if the ATF and the FBI stays out of it.
Right.
Let the locals handle it.
Exactly.
You know, you had to see it on TV because they caught like several hundred people going out there.
Right.
And what they didn't know, there's already 2,000 militia units over the mountain.
We're talking about Waco.
Waiting to move in.
Yeah, we're talking about Waco, right?
No, I'm talking about West Texas.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
So what happened?
President Bill Clinton shut Well, Bill Clinton shut down the militia units. He did that.
Of course he did. What a guy.
With Waco and Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
But you're right, dude. This country, we have to stand tall for our president. President Trump is doing everything right. And these Dems are just trying to tear this country down.
Yeah, it's being torn down, no question.
And God, the good Lord, is he's looking down.
Yeah.
But we need to put Trump back in office another 4 years.
If we have another 4 years, I agree.
Yes, sir, if we have another 4 years. But, you say, well, what do we do? You're not for a riot in the street.
No. I think violence plus violence.
Then what do we do, sir?
That's a good question. I kind of like peaceful protest. I kind of like blocking the offices of where they take these people and, you know, bring them in the country, doing anything we can to obstruct the machinery without being violent.
Well, I agree. Sometimes you have to be violent. Where does that come in?
That's when you're protecting yourself.
All right.
You know,
do you think Montgomery are we going to get 1,000 immigrants?
They tried that a couple of years ago, and we somehow managed to stop it. So I don't know. I hope not. I don't know, Clint.
All right, sir. Buddy, I like your program. The way you do it.
I appreciate
it. And I hope Rick Peters keeps you on the air.
Yeah, I do, too. And I hope I don't get killed. So that makes two of us.
So do I, sir.
Thank you
for taking my call, sir.
Thank you, Clint. Take care, buddy. See you. Yeah, it's Clint. He was a regular, and I'm proud of Clint because he's sober. He's been sober now for a while, and I'm very proud of him for that. It's not as easy as you may think, folks. For somebody like me, it was very, very hard, but I've been sober for over 10 years. I'm proud of that.
Well, you know, coming from my point of view, I mean, you can talk to me about that all day long. It's just hard for me to to grasp it.
I know.
Even though, you know, I lived with a father that was like that, you know, for 18 years.
Sorry, man.
It was just difficult, you know, to actually grasp that.
I know.
I can't connect with it.
I got friends that if you try to tell them that alcoholism is a legitimate sickness or disease, they'll laugh at you and go, no, it's not. You can decide whether you want to lift up a beer every, you know, or not.
Right.
I used to think that way, too, but there's something to it.
And there's a reason why I said that, because I've never been drunk before. I don't even know how that feels.
Good. You don't ever need to know how that feels.
Yeah.
Because you might like it. I think people that are trying to get away from themselves, you know, trying to run from themselves, climbing in a bottle is a good way to do it. I say good, an effective way to get away from yourself, but it leads to even bigger problems. And most people, by the time they realize that, it's too late.
Yeah, okay.
You know? Okay. It's kind of how I look at it. But let's hit this bottom of the hour break. You're listening to a very special 5-hour Clear in the Air, 272-9228. We're going to get into all kind of stuff tonight. We're going to get into the circus that has become Hollywood and why they're putting on this big show, what they're hoping to achieve. They're basically stalling. We're going to tell you why and what they're stalling for.
This is Jared from Tire City. At Tire City, we know that summer is a great time to get out and enjoy those all-terrain vehicles. Before you start hitting the backwoods trails or go mud riding, be sure to check your tires. If they're wearing thin, Tire City has a deal you won't want to pass up. You can get a set of BF Goodrich all-terrain KO2s for only $815. That's a savings of $335. With our discounted price and your rebate, you can have fun knowing you are riding on the best tire for your Jeep, truck, or sport utility vehicle. The BF Goodrich all-terrain KO2 was developed to give you confidence and control on and off the road. Summer's here for just a few short months, so don't put off having fun because of bad tires. Make sure your summer is one to remember. The inventory is limited, so come see us at Tire City on the Atlanta Highway next to East Elm Mall and the Southern Boulevard at Woodley Road in the Capital Plaza Shopping Center. Your friends at Tire City wish you a happy and safe Memorial Day holiday.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating and air,
Call Mays Heating and Air, 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned and has been around for over 33 years. You can take advantage of Mays' lower overhead and lower prices. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment, your home, to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed, and they'll be there when you need them. Mays Heating and Air offers smart financing with Alabama Power and Spire, including commercial replacements. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal. Call Mays. It pays for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895. 361-1895. Or go to maysclimate@gmail.com. State Alabama license number 89388.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Fans Workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Lowe's knows you'll do it right. And do it yourself to save on what you need to get a landscape you love. We do it right, too, with everyday deals and more during our Memorial Day sale. Shop in-store now and get 5 bags of premium mulch for just $10. Whatever project is next on your list, hurry into your local Lowe's and save. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Valid in-store only through 5/29 while supplies last. See store for details, U.S. only, excluding Alaska and Hawaii.
Introducing the new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's. It comes with a new bacon double stack made with a quarter pound of fresh, never frozen beef and topped with crispy applewood smoked bacon. Plus 4 nuggets, fries, and a drink all for just $5. That's right, just $5. The new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's is everything you could ever want. Well, at least for lunch. Try Wendy's new $5 Biggie Bag today. Biggie Bag includes 4-piece nuggets, small fries, and a small drink. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Approximate weight before cooking. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Not only holiday weekend heat, but some of the hottest May temperatures we have ever seen. For tonight, mostly clear skies. Still warm. Overnight low temperatures, 71. Tomorrow and Memorial Day Monday, sunshine, blazing sun. High around 99 both days. Can't rule out 100, which would be the hottest May temperature we've ever seen. Lows at night in the low 70s. Still in the upper 90s on Tuesday. And that also would be a record. Some spotty showers, perhaps, by the middle or latter part of next week. Stay hydrated and stay under an air conditioner as much as possible, maybe a cool lake or a pool. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Dr. Michael Sala, you got him and you got Dr. Keith, I forget his first name, the one here in the States. Both are physicians, medical doctors. When a medical doctor gives up his practice, and, you know, there's a reason they call them practice, but when they give up their practice, six-figure a year, to look into stuff like aliens and UFOs, that tells me there's something to this. Why would someone who went through all the years and years of schooling, residency, the money they paid to get through med school and all that, why would they give all that up to go to look after something if it wasn't real? You know what I mean? To me, that is a huge, huge clincher to me. Sala especially, this cat, he's been doing this for quite a while. Here's something off his website. Prime Minister Medved, how do you pronounce
it? You got it.
Reveals extraterrestrials' secrets in Russian MIB documentary. His off-air comments that Russian presidents are given a secret file about ETs living among us created much media interest. Now they're claiming he was just joking. Yeah, right. Okay, let's see. I mean, I'll just read it to you. It'd be easier to do it that way. His apparent reference to the Men in Black movie as a source of information on a super-secret agency that monitors ETs on Earth was commonly cited as key evidence that he was, in fact, joking. The reasoning is that no political leader would refer reporters to a comedy to clarify national policy. See, I disagree with that, because like I've said from day one, they use television, what we would consider entertainment, they use that as a way to show us the truth.
Right.
That's the way Satan can do it and tell God, I showed them. Even though it was entertainment, I did show them. Isn't that just like Satan? Yes, it is. It has now emerged that Medved, whatever his name is, was not referring to the Men in Black comedy after all, but to a recent Russian television documentary entitled Men in Black that reveals many details about an extensive cover-up of ET life that's visiting Earth. Notice I said visiting, not visited. Current tense. After completing on-air interview with five television reporters on December 7th back in 2012, the Prime Minister continued to respond to reporters and made some off-air comments without realizing that his microphone was still on. Man, we hear the greatest stuff when they keep on talking, not realizing the mic's on. He said, if the President is handed secret files on aliens when he receives the briefcase needed to activate Russia's nuclear arsenal. Now, why has it got an if on there? If the President is handed secret files on aliens when he receives... Anyway... He responded, along with the briefcase that contains nuclear codes, the president of the country is given a special top secret folder. This folder, in its entirety, contains information about aliens who visited our planet. Along with this, you are given a report of the absolute secret special service that exercises control over aliens on the territory of our country. More detailed information on this topic you can get from a well-known movie called Men in Black. I will not tell you how many of them are among us because it may cause panic.
Right. And you see, when they come to Earth and interact, you know, with the government, the religious organizations or whoever, most of the contact is with mostly with ordinary people or at the Vatican. So most of it comes. That's a confab in itself.
Yeah, I can see both of those. The Vatican, right, because it's so well protected, and they're the, quote, religious leaders of the world. And then if they contact someone, you want to hit somebody that's down to earth, common, because who's going to believe them?
Right. And when everything gets changed over, the laws that govern, you know, certain states, it'll probably govern the whole world. That set of laws, and then there's going to be another set of laws that are coming into play. That's interstellar law. All right. The interstellar law.
Yeah. Explain, please.
The interstellar law. It governs certain part of the galaxy, or a certain part of a sector, because there are certain different types of ETs that are over certain parts of the galaxy. It's kind of it's kind of difficult to explain, but it's kind of set up like it is on Star Trek. You know, they got different sectors in the galaxy that different aliens own or patrol or govern, and they've got their own law. But if you come into a certain area, you got to do as the Romans do, pretty much. You know, just to use that that expression.
It's a good metaphor,
right? And it goes back to Hollywood again. You remember when Captain Kirk and Dr. McCoy was arrested by the Klingons, and they were taken to this this
frozen
planet. Right.
I remember that.
Right.
Movie.
And they arrested Kirk and McCoy under interstellar law.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I think he said Article 27.
Yeah, they were specific. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, they were specific on it. And that was reason. That was how they reason why they arrested him. They arrested him under that article.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, something that big, you've got to have some kind of matrix of control. You know, you have to.
Right.
That makes sense.
But it already exists. I mean, we've got the space program out there now. What do you think they operate under? They operate under interstellar law. They've got the outer net. You know what I'm saying?
There has to be some kind of set of rules. There has
right,
to be.
Right, it is. And it's been like that for thousands of years, probably millions of years. And they've got cops and everything out there.
That's what I was about to ask. I wonder if there's some kind of enforcement detail out there.
Yeah, it is.
They pull over a ship and check their manifest and make sure they're not smuggling things they shouldn't smuggle.
The Nazis claim, you know, that they're the cops in this sector. But
the Nazis.
No, but
I hate the Nazis.
But there's somebody over them.
Wow. Well, I've found a ton of stuff on aliens. There actually is a set of rules that they're supposed to go by when they're on the Earth. It's called a Statement of Aspirations or Code of Conduct. Dr. Salas got this, all kind of stuff. It's just amazing what's out there. And when you think about it, it makes sense because you've got to have some kind of control matrix.
Right. And you see, we're morphing in the interstellar law right now, you know, because they've got a code of conduct that they've got to exercise when they're here. We're morphing into it.
That makes sense. I'm thinking back to the 1969 meeting in Chicago where Dr. Day, Planned Parenthood guy, had all the doctors in there and he prohibited them from taking notes or record, God forbid they record it, but he was telling them what was coming in the future. And the one thing he kept reiterating was, we have to get used to change, 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 change. So that speaks to what you're talking about. Everything's going to change. Even the rules that we go by are going to change. And this is what it has to be what he's talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I'm sitting here reading some of this stuff. Visitors recognize and value the unique qualities of peace, compassion, hope, joy, healing, and empathy. Individuals without distinction have developed as a result of living on a tremendously diverse planet with antagonistic histories, emotional traumas, legacies of violence, and predatory policies of competing political elites, and the contribution individuals without distinction can make as peacemakers, visionaries, and healers in interplanetary relations.
And you see, that's got to be done on a grand scale. That's a lot of healing that's got to be done on Earth.
Oh, boy, howdy.
A bunch of it.
You ain't kidding.
You know? And it's got to be done on a grand scale.
Yes.
It won't be done all at once. It'll probably take us a few hundred years to actually heal, you know, from all this nonsense.
Yeah, nonsense is right.
Yeah.
Wow. Have you ever heard of Alfred Lambremont Weber? I'm sure you have.
I've heard of Alfred Lord Weber. Is that the same person?
No. This guy claims that he must have been in the 20 and back. He claims he's been on Mars. He's one of the ones that hangs out with Eisenhower's granddaughter, you know. He says that he met Obama on Mars once, you know. Oh, wow. Chemtrails. I've never seen this article before. Listen to this. Come on now. Well, where did it go? Chemtrails are a global covert operation for controlling and detecting UFOs. Never heard that before. Huh.
Okay, If it's a homogenized missile shield, yeah, I can see where that will show up there.
That's true. I didn't think about it.
If the vessel's powered up, yeah.
Yeah, we know it can be some kind of missile shield because we know they can heat up, basically use that light just came on. They can use an inside-out microwave oven to turn the sky into plasma, and no missile can penetrate it. I mean, it goes back to Reagan's Star Wars. You know, it never went away. I don't care what the government told us. I mean, you might find this hard to believe, but guess what? The government lied. Hard to believe, isn't it? Yeah, they lied. They never did away with Star Wars.
No, they didn't.
No, that's what the chemtrail thing is. It's just the Star Wars thing.
They put all that stuff into play.
Absolutely. They always do. And it's just like, you know, if it had not been for the church committee hearings, we never would have known about MKUltra, any of the crap that the CIA's pulled. You know, and then at the end of it, they promised that they'd stopped. They promised they'd stopped, so I guess we're supposed to believe that.
Well, actually, that's when all the money started missing. You know, while
uh-huh.
just after just after Reagan, you know, came out of office.
Yep.
That's when it started.
Well, look at the scumbags that rode in on Reagan's coattails. You got the usual suspects. You got Cheney. You got Rumsfeld, who gave us aspartame. You got Dick Cheney, who's one of the most evil individuals that's ever walked the face of the earth. You got all these people that came in on Reagan's coattails that stuck around for Bush, stuck around for W. These guys, I contend, were the architect for the destruction of our country and our world. They had a lot to do with it, in my opinion. It's break time again. They come quite regularly.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, kids.
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
It's the Memorial Day weekend special on the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. The only bed that intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts to your comfort and support on both sides, your Sleep Number setting. Sleep Number is ranked number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power. And now save $1,000 on the new Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. Only $17.99. Plus, special financing available. Ends Monday. For J.D. Power 2018 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
This Memorial Day, kick off summer with something very cool. Up to 40% off appliance special buys. Like a Whirlpool top freezer refrigerator, now for just $598. Its big 18 cubic foot capacity has plenty of storage space. And that price puts everything within reach. Summer's here, and today is the day for doing. With Memorial Day savings, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details, valid through June 5th.
Walls came down. Yeah, okay. Yeah, the article I was referencing about what they're using chemtrails for, Clifford Carnicom is the guy who's been looking into chemtrails probably the most, and he's tied it, of course, to Morgellons, but he's a pretty smart guy. Let's see, Mr. Carnicom was the Defense Mapping Agency Aerospace Center Employee of the Year, Supervisor of the Year, received Geodetic Sciences Department Award for Outstanding Technical, Managerial, and Cost-Effective Performance. Bachelor of Science cum laude degree was attained in the field of surveying and photogrammetry, never heard of that word, from the Civil Engineering Department at Fresno State. He also did some post-grad works at Ohio State and Washington University. He also possesses an Associate's of Science degree and a Forest Engineering vocational degree. Wow. He's the guy who really started looking into this, and he discovered the frequencies that they're putting out, exactly what the chemtrails are doing. He believes there are seven applications that are all weapons for the aerosols. Biological operations, including the use of apparent biowarfare, such as Morgellons disease, in the aerosols, constituting war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide under the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court and Geneva Conventions. That's Geneva to you and me. Military operations such as advanced radar applications, anti-missile Star Wars applications like we were just talking about. Here's the stuff. Electromagnetic operations, including HARP-directed energy scalar weapons and mind control weapons applications. This also constitutes war crimes, crimes against humanity, genocide under the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court and the Genoa Conventions. Environmental modification and weather wars. Mr. Carnicom stated that he had concluded that the covert aerosol spraying program has transformed the atmosphere of our planet into plasma capable of sustaining weaponized applications since its acceleration back in 1999. This also is a violation of the 1978 Treaty Against Modification of the Environment. Geophysical, including tectonic earthquake warfare, constituting war crimes, once again the same old Genoa and all that stuff. An advanced surveillance system capable of covert surveillance of the entire human population. Detection of exotic propulsion systems. This is the part about detecting UFOs, including detection of off-planet or interdimensional UFOs. Bing, 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 bing. That's the winner right there.
All right.
Tell the people what they won, Jay. we're talking about the plasma drive or warp drive, whatever they call those things. Explain what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, he's actually talking about advanced propulsion systems. You know, for
UFOs,
space.
Yeah,
for space platforms, as they call them, and space applications, and these are some of the most advanced propulsion systems. You know, that have ever been built. Of course, warp drive been around, you know, for probably a million years or so, you know, because the
Earth's been visited for millions and millions of years.
Yeah, because they've been coming here, you know, for a long time, and there are various applications, you know, that can be used out there. You know, you've got a nuclear propulsion. I mean, you can go as low as a solar sail. You know, and with that, I mean, you can use lasers to actually increase the speed of a space platform over a period of 6 months to a year. To about two-thirds the speed of light.
Could that possibly explain the black laser trails we see in the sky sometimes?
I don't know, because you need space to actually run a solar sail.
Okay.
You know. You need a weightless system space to actually do that, and you can actually use the actual energy that's in the that's in the fabric of space itself to actually power your space platform. But like I said, there are several of them, you know, that I could go through.
Well, explain how this could the Mandela effect. Explain how that what you're talking about could explain the so-called Mandela effect. That's brilliant.
It would depend on the size of the vessel, the actual how much output the actual propulsion system will put out, and the duration of the static shell that it will create. It's got a lot to do with that.
So when they fire up the ship with this exotic propulsion system and they take off, it puts out basically like gravity waves, which interrupt our time.
Yeah, it does. It puts out gravity waves.
And that can interrupt, because time to us is linear.
Right.
Right? Like a straight line.
And what it'll do is once the static warp shell is around the vehicle, around the space vehicle, what it'll do is it'll actually raise up the space in front of it, actually cut a path through it, and the
so to simplify, that means that ship no longer has to deal with the ordinary things of physics that it would have to deal with.
Right.
It's cutting a swath through there.
Right. What it does, it moves space. The vessel's not moving. It'll move the space.
Oh, Jesus.
It'll warp the space.
Wow.
But the vessel's not moving. It's moving the space.
Wow.
The physical representation of that here on Earth is like, you know, when you take a bed sheet or mm-hmm. something.
I remember those.
And you're playing with a little kid with it. You put him in the middle of it, and you take him and you take him and put him in it, and you raise him up. You know, up and down. It's like on a trampoline.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were to actually pop it from one side, pop that ship, that sheet from one side.
It'll ripple across.
It's going to ripple across.
Right.
And it's going to pick that kid up. It's going to pick that kid up with it and take him to the end of it
and
throw him off. Somebody got to be there to catch him. And that's what those gravity waves will do once you activate a static shell on a vehicle, on a space platform.
That's a brilliant way to put it. I never thought about it. It does move whatever's there to the end of it.
And the same effect is what a surfer on the ocean. It's the same thing, but that's the physical representation of it.
Wow, that makes sense. That's why all these weird things are happening. Things they're supposedly Darth Vader now doesn't say Luke, I am your father, and all, you know, certain candies aren't named what we remember them being named. It's possible that these ships, and it's like everything suddenly started happening a few years ago, and then boom, everything's happening. Everything's suddenly getting in this big hurry. And we're starting to see all these weird, what I think are effects. We're not seeing what's actually happened. What we're seeing are the symptoms of what's really happening.
And some of those exotic clouds that you see in the sky is as a result of that.
That makes sense, too. Yeah. I have never seen clouds with so many 3D shapes and stuff in them than I have in the last few years. It's unreal.
And then some of the clouds are or a mask for vessels.
Yes, they're cloaking.
Yeah.
I've seen videos.
They're actually using a cloud to hide themselves in.
What do you think? I don't know that you and I have ever really talked about orbs. I think orbs are transports. They're some kind of transport vessel for these entities. And like I said, I've gone back on my videos, chemtrail videos, and have to slow them down to 1/16th speed to even see them. But they can traverse an entire field of view in one frame, or about a little over a frame, which tells me they're going 7,000-8,000 miles an hour. And they can make a 90-degree turn like that.
Are these some that are higher up, or
no,
are they ground level?
No, we're talking 35,000-40,000 feet.
Oh, yeah. Those are 9 times out of 10 is one of ours.
It's
9 times out of 10. I mean, we've got several space platforms that are... I don't know when they're going to reveal them, but at some point in time, I would say within the next 10 years, they'll do a show out at Maxwell, and there will be one in it.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming.
Yeah, it is.
You and I were talking about this off mic, but May 14th, Ted Cruz gave a speech in support of Congress moving forward with the creation of the Space Force as a new branch. Now, he gave an intriguing perspective on what he proposed a new branch would protect us from. And he said, space pirates. I'm not making this up. He said it at a speech at a hearing at the Senate Subcommittee on Aviation and Space, which he chairs. Yes. And he talked about the same in their pirates in space. Ted Cruz. So, yeah, it's all starting to come out. Now, maybe they're going to start slowly leaking this stuff out just to get it in our minds. And then one day, like... Postman said, we're going to have this big air show and we're going to get to see this stuff. I don't know, but they're going to have disclosure. They're going to have to.
Yeah. I mean, they can't overlook it.
No, there's no way around it.
Because there's too many people that see them. I mean, take Warren, for instance. Warren sees them all the time up there in Coosa County.
I bet.
Yeah, and those are... Th- those